There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Father's Day to the dads. We'll have some ideas for gifts. Actually, varying in Sunday. What? Varying in sundry ideas. Father's Day is Sunday. I'm putting Sunday and sundry together. You know how my mind works. And if you don't, that's a clue into how it works. Because some people think I am clueless. I am Doug Steffen. Molly Page, the news sage, is not clueless.
Yeah, most of the time.
Because I bought a clue from you.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
I missed that payment.
On eBay, actually.
Ah, perfect. Yeah. Yes. Right. Well, it hasn't been settled yet. The presence of Ken Kessler, info wrestler here. The story about the suspect who's been arrested in the shooting deaths of those nine people at the church in Charleston, South Carolina. What we do know is that this fellow joined a prayer meeting inside the church there for about an hour before saying that he had to do something about black people taking over the country. And then I'm going to turn it to Molly because I think there are some other things from this event that are factual. I don't know. There doesn't seem to be too much dispute about the facts here, even, Molly. I don't think, right?
From there doesn't seem to be. Of course, we can't speak legally, but this guy looks absolutely crazy.
Like a nutcake. Yeah.
And anybody would be to do what he did, mm-hmm. but the facts surrounding Dylan Roof are just amazing. First, to start off, he is scheduled to appear at a bond hearing today via video link. And he will face the charges of murder of the nine people that he shot to death inside that church. And he was caught a few hours away. He was driving. It was a citizen who got behind him once they, you know, put the pictures.
So this person in the car recognized him as being the suspect from pictures in the paper or pictures in the news media, is that it?
Yeah, she just thought. She thought that could be him.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got behind him, and she got his plate numbers, and she called him in, and sure enough, they swarmed, and they got him, and the police said they took him into custody without incident. He did not fight extradition. He was put on a plane, and he was brought back to South Carolina. The information coming in regarding him is that he is a known racist to his friends. Some of his posts on social media show that. And he had mentioned, according to some of his friends, that he had been planning something. The gun that he used, two reports on this. One say that he used his birthday money to purchase the gun. The other one is that his father gave him the gun.
So if he did he have a license is the question to have a gun. I don't know that there's an answer floating around for that yet. If his father gave him the gun and it wasn't licensed, then the parents are liable for all of this as well, as they might be because just of the way they raised. That's what the next page in this for me is, to find out more about the family, the father, the mother, and what their values are. But the fact that this fellow was known to be as crazy as he seems to be, it just fits into the same folio as all these other people, the white young men who do these sorts of things repeatedly, and why they are being, I suppose, can you watch everybody? Can you be cognizant of everybody? What's our responsibility as neighbors, friends, people who are in the same sphere of influence? These people, when they are on the fringe, What's the process, the procedure to report on them? And then what risk do we? This sort of reminds me of the old days, even though I'm a protagonist for trying to keep these people under eye. But then there's the whole business of spying. And when the IRS, for example, set about to make sure that if your neighbor is doing something, he buys a big boat and it doesn't look like he has enough money, you call the IRS and say, hey, my neighbor just bought a boat and you ought to investigate him. Well, that's maybe different, but maybe it isn't. It's just psychologically, this person was diminished in capacity, not normal. Well, could we say that about most of us? There's some diminished capacity in some way with all of us. So,
but it is bizarre, or at least something to think about, that these mass shootings of late in the last few years have all been done by young, angry white men. Sandy Hook, Columbine, I mean, all the ones that you can think of.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's all the same scenario. They almost look like brothers when you look. If you line up a bunch of pictures of these kids, they look very similar, except for the Asian. There was one Asian, I think, got involved in.
That was Virginia Tech, I think, right?
Yeah. President Obama says he knew one of the victims personally. He has had to make statements. He said like this too many times. Why do we have this problem? Why is it so easy for killers to get guns? That's my question. I want to know, did this guy have a license? Did he go buy the gun? That's the next question for me. Did he buy that gun? And if he did, with his psychological profile, then that part of being able to get guns needs to be faced, and we need to do something about it. There's no way in any society that's civilized that somebody like this with his profile gets a gun legally. You get it illegally, you know, what's the old expression from the gun folks? When it's more difficult for people to get guns legally, more illegals will have guns, something. And I'm sure that's not what the saying is, but it's something close to that. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people who are analysts. You see these people on television, hear them on the radio all the time, who are now about the business of trying to figure out how the mood is with blacks in our country. With all of these racial incidents, there are those who say blacks are weary. Some are enraged. Some are depressed that the black life seems to be stuck in a murderous loop fueled by racism. This is what one black leader said last night about the latest shooting. And so one wonders if this is true. Is our society in a cycle that brings us back to racial battle fatigue?
And I think a lot of us are fatigued, black and white.
Exactly. I think that's because, the point here. It's not a black-white issue. It's an issue.
The hatred is ridiculous.
And where is it coming from?
I don't know, but it makes me angry.
I think I'll shoot everybody who disagrees with me. 14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a matter of moments, it seemed to me appropriate to talk about another report from the federal government. This is not a pleasant one either, about Agent Orange in the Vietnam War. Molly will have that for us in a moment or two. Meanwhile, I have something for you that is for your hair, so that you can have hair that is thick and natural and beautiful.
Is this a good Father's Day gift?
Actually, you know what? Thank you. It is. Provia for your dad. Your dad, if he really gets it, is not going to be offended. He's going to be warmed by getting Provia. And you can get a hold of him today and get it shipped so you have it tomorrow so that you can give it to your dad on Saturday, on Sunday. And even if you can't quite get it by Sunday, you certainly can find, just say, okay, I got you this, and give him a certificate that shows you care about him. You acknowledge that his hairline is, what's the old expression about your hair waving goodbye?
Nope.
So you want to get it back again. Provia is a natural hair thinning treatment, works on the main causes of hair thinning. If you don't have male pattern baldness, and even it works sometimes in that circumstance, but most of you lose your hair because you've used cheap shampoos or you have used gels and things to keep your hair set straight. All those sprays, my God, you walk into the bathroom and... So that stuff is not great for the pores on your scalp. Plugs them up. You got to clean them out so that the follicles can get out from under your scalp and the hair keeps growing. And that's what happens with Provia. It'll work a miracle on you. All you got to do is get it. And in order to get it, you call 800-525-8319. Get it for your father for Father's Day, 800-525-8319. The secret to getting your hair back. Men and women. It works for both men and women, but because it's Father's Day, we'll focus on men. Order Provia now at 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. Get priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Get it for your dad for Father's Day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. Molly Page and Ken Kessler. The focus here now is on Agent Orange. Man, I thought we'd heard the last of this years ago, but apparently not the case, Molly.
There have still been people fighting for benefits, and now ending years of wait, the government has agreed, as of yesterday, to provide disability benefits to as many as 2,100 Air Force reservists and active duty forces who were exposed to Agent Orange residue on airplanes that were used in the Vietnam War. And the federal rule approved by the White House Office of Management and Budget will take effect today, and it adds to an Agent Orange-related caseload that already makes up about 1 in 6 disabilities checks issued by the Department of Veterans Affairs. The new federal rule covers what they're calling an expanded group of military personnel. The planes that were used to spray millions of gallons of chemical herbicide during the Vietnam War. So those who worked on those planes are now covered. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time the VA has established a special category of Agent Orange exposure for troops who weren't on the ground or didn't serve on inland waterways in Vietnam.
Too little, too late. If some people are helped by it, that's swell. But this is, remember, the Vietnam War was 1967 to 1973, wasn't it? More or less a 5 or 6 year.
What this period covers is from 1969 to 1986.
When they used Agent Orange after the war was over?
I think they did, actually. I think it was still used. I'm reading this exactly from it. Anybody who flew on the aircraft?
By the way,
yeah.
The same ingredients used in Roundup are used in Agent Orange.
I've heard that.
You'd like to know that.
Yeah.
As you spray your weeds in your garden today. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I'd have faced my friends John Metzger and Carol Edward Nickens. Would you say, Kenny?
It's not that song.
But they all sound the same, don't they, right? Yes, no, maybe. Time now for you to qualify for our drawing to the Sundara Inn and Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. It's one-hit wonder time on Good Day. Who sings this song? It's called Breakout. Jennifer here for this one. Molly, do you recognize this song?
I do, sadly.
Well, no, it's not bad. Just don't give out the answer to the question, who sings Breakout? It's a British pop group. It was the number one song during this week in 1987. If you know who it is, it's 888-302-3684 in order to get yourself into our next resort drawing, which is July 3rd, as I said. Lead vocal and lyricist for this group is Corrine Brewery. She grew up in Nottingham in Lincolnshire. Listened to Tom Jones and other pop standards, like that kind of music, she said. She moved to London when she was 17 to study fashion. Eventually became a fashion designer. She also at the same time was singing at night with local bands. She met the other two key members of the group, Andy Cornell and Martin Jackson, in 1984. They selected a name that came from a 1945 movie starring Arthur Treacher. My God, remember him and his fish and chips?
Oh, yeah.
He was the announcer on the Merv Griffin show. Anybody remember that? Arthur?
I remember the Merv Griffin show.
No, Arthur was the announcer. Anyway, this song, Breakout, was released before their first album came out. It shot up to the top of the singles chart in the UK before it came to our country and then became a worldwide smash. Nominated for a couple of Grammy Awards, this group, they're a duo instead of a trio now, continue to record, perform, but they never had another number one hit. Thus, they are here for you and us to figure out who they are. 888-302-3684. Let's listen to a little more of the song. Hammers are at it. Oh, that's it?
That's an abrupt ending.
Wow. Is that how it ends, Kara?
I
I think I have the button.
Oh, the wrong button. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The best one.
Rich isn't there to help her out, so she's doing it.
I'm not always sure that Rich is a help under the circumstances.
Rich is fighting sunny weather.
I'm putting my money on Kara, frankly. Now, Richie's trying to figure out what to do with all the trees down in his yard after the big storm in Washington yesterday. All right, so who is this? Come on. 888-302-3684.
This song defines pop music, doesn't it?
You think?
I think. I mean, this is about as poppy as you can get.
Keith is in Bedford, New Hampshire, not far from the Manchester Airport, if I remember correctly. Is that right, Keith?
That is correct.
That is correct, Amundo. All right. So you a fan of this group, or did you Shazam it? You took my advice. What did you do?
I took your advice and Shazammed it.
And you came up with?
Swing Out Sister.
Swing Out Sister. By the way, you can tell that Keith is from New Hampshire. It's Swing Out Sister. Right?
Exactly.
It's Sister.
A-A-H at the end.
Yes, it is. Sister. So, Keith, you're on your way in your car. You're going to do something productive. What are you doing?
I'm actually heading to work.
Heading to work. What do you do for work?
I'm a medical tech.
A medical tech. You work in a hospital or in a private circumstance?
I'm in a hospital.
Yeah, and you like your job?
Oh, I do. Very much.
Good, good, good. Well, I'm glad to have you along. Let's see if we can get you qualified. We'll put your name in the hat. And we only have about 100 names, so you got a good chance to win this drawing July 3rd for a trip to Madison, Wisconsin, to the Sundara Spa. You'll have really great accommodations. Have a good time. Good time, as they say, will be had by all. And I'm glad you're listening to Good Day, Keith. Thank you very much. Hold on just a second, and Kara will get your information because she's very good at that sort of thing. It's 28 after the hour on today's Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of things are changing in the medical profession for people, and so changing for the medical profession for pets, too. For example, there's a lot of alternative pet care out there. What is alternative pet care? It's a little bit different. It's kind of what I like to call integrative pet care, where they use conventional methods in conjunction with things like aromatherapy, massage, chiropractics. Don't laugh now. There's yoga. They call it doga, crystals, acupuncture, herbal remedies. Do they really work? If you go to a doctor who practices integrative medicine, very often what they do, the veterinarian will take real conventional veterinary practices and put them together with the so-called alternative pet care. And it really makes a difference. Right now, for example, my own German Shepherd is receiving acupuncture. He's on medication as well, but he's receiving acupuncture and he's doing great. So if you're not getting the results, you might want to speak to your doctor about looking for an alternative. There are alternative vets out there. Using both can make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a...
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Boys, girls, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Father of the Year. Father's Day on Sunday, I've been declared Father of the Year by my two children. Okay, right? Isn't that nice? Kenny will be Father of the Year. He's been declared that by his two children. And sadly, because under the circumstances, we don't have any children for Molly, she will not be declared Father of the Year. It's one of the realities, sad but true.
I'll have to deal with it.
Yes, you will, but you'll do it on your own time. Now you're in my time, in our time, and so we got to get to what's going on here.
My goodness, crack that whip.
Let's get to the continuing saga of those boys, those bad boys, who are out on the loose, as Molly might say, on the loose. They haven't been found yet, so where are they? If you tell people where they are, though, they may get caught. So
yeah, I can't answer your question about where they are.
Darn.
That would just blow the whole thing wide open. But these two guys, you know them as David Sweat and Richard Matt, busted out of the maximum security prison in upstate New York. They are now on the 15 most wanted fugitive lists by the FBI. There's a $50,000 reward out for them. And basically, police are saying the trail's is cold. They don't know where they are.
Really?
No clues.
Sorry. So, did you know that across our country, there are over 130 prison escapees on the loose somewhere out there? An admitted killer who crawled through a ventilation duct. There's a murderer who escaped from an Indiana institution in a garbage truck. There's a Florida convict who got other inmates to put him in a crate at a furniture shop, had himself delivered to a furniture store.
That is clever.
I thought that was pretty clever. All in all, though, there are 130 prison escapees around the country listed as being on the lam. Where'd that, did anybody know where that expression came from? They're on the lam.
No, but I love it, especially when lobsters escape.
So who thinks about these people? There's a special squad, 800 federal, state, local law enforcement officers looking for these two guys. But there are hundreds of others every day who spend all their time. As a matter of fact, the stats suggest that about 2,000 state and federal inmates have escaped since 2013, and there have been four times that many people looking for them. I mean, that's pretty astounding when you think about what the cost is to the taxpayer. I don't think anybody ever looks at it this way, do they? Think about it. How much does it cost you and me to have these thousands of inmates who have escaped be chased around by the authorities? Now, you could say, well, what else would you have us do, Doug? I'd have you build prisons so people can't get out, or not hire people who will deliver to the inmates screwdrivers and power tools. And how about we keep a better eye on the people who are there supposedly watching those who are incarcerated? What about that? There are
I had read just for these two guys from New York, it's over $1 million a day.
Yeah. You and I are paying for that. A million. Yeah. Can you imagine? Okay, that's 400. Multiply that. Remember, there are 130 escapees now on the loose. Over the last 3 years, there have been 2,000 escapees that have been chased around. Most of them, by the way, never found. Never found. Was it last week or the week before, somebody, it was in Florida, I think, somebody who'd been out of prison for years, 30 years or something, got found?
Yeah, that was the other one they were referring to as Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Apparently anybody who breaks out.
It's all Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
So, I mean, under the circumstances, think about it a little bit and think out loud, have a conversation with somebody about whether you think. See, I always want to see this side of the story, the practical side of what you and I are paying to chase these guys around. And then the fact that we don't find most of them. 94% of prison escapees go unfound. and then we spend millions trying to find them. Now, should we? These people, these two guys are bad dudes. They're liable to do something else that's pretty antisocial. And I think that...
Well, most of the prisons are run by independent companies, right?
No, I don't think so. I think that's what a lot of people want to see happen. But I don't think that's the
case.
Well,
the prison system actually makes money off how many people are in prison. Yeah. A lot of them are. So, but if that's the case on certain prisons, then why don't those prisons pay for
that? That's a good question. If it's a private prison, somebody gets out, that's a great question. That's a very good... We're not going to get the answer to it here, but that's a good question. Question, food for thought. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. Television report up next, and then we're going to meet Gretchen Carlson, who, by the way, is... I'm not a big fan of Fox, as most of you know. And I think...
I did not know that.
I like Megyn Kelly. I don't really watch Megyn Kelly. And as much as I like Sean a lot... I would consider him to be a friendly broadcaster and a friend as a broadcaster. I don't care much for the way he approaches some of the issues, but I do like him more on television. But I don't like the fact that Megan replaced him. I don't know. That's just a funny little thing, a little quirky. But she's better at doing what she does than he is, and that's why she got moved to the spot where he was, because her ratings are better than his. And that's how it works. So anyway, meanwhile, back to Gretchen Carlson, who I think has a fascinating story. Did you know she was a Miss America? If you didn't, we'll find that out and some other things about her. Maybe you didn't know. Up next, well, let's see. What do we do? Let's do the TV report first. Then we'll meet Gretchen Carlson here on Good Day.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring, and we've got 10 million square feet of top-quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents, 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59, plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at choicehotels.com. You always have a choice.
All right, let's see here. Emily Tarver from Blackish, Mira Kumbani from Weird Loners. I don't know that show. Kenny, you know that show?
I do not.
Fiona Robert, who's in Chicago PD, booking recurring roles on USA Network's Donnie, which is a comedic series headlined by Donnie Deutsch. Remember him? Is it Deutsch? Deutsch? How do you pronounce his name?
Deutsch.
Deutsch. Used to be on MSNBC, right? Or is he still? He's on with Morning Joe
like
a lot.
Pundit.
But he had a show that he was paying for. Was on every night. I remember that. So if that's important, hello, hello. John Lithgow is joining The Crown on Netflix, cast as Sir Winston Churchill. The story of The Crown of Queen Elizabeth and, well, the royal family. And I think that's what's cool about that. Nice to know that he's working. And Charles Grodin is coming back. He's going to join the cast of ABC's miniseries Madoff. That will be cool to see. I think he is superb. Madoff's being played by Richard Dreyfuss. And Grodin will play Carl Shapiro, an investor who lost millions in the scheme. Up next, Gretchen Carlson here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning lottery and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Ritchie and I have Gretchen Carlson with us, who is no stranger to many people who are listening to the program. She's the host of Fox News Channel's The Real Story with Gretchen Carlson. Previously had co-hosted Fox and Friends, 8 years in that job, was a correspondent and co-anchor on the CBS Saturday Early Show. She was crowned Miss America in the 1989 Miss America pageant. Let's start there, Gretchen, because I would think that a lot of people would find, and I don't mean that this is a curiosity, but the uniqueness of being a Miss America, and then following on to how unique your career has been. But when you were Miss America, what was going on with you, and what did you sense or feel? Was your life surreal, or was it, oh, this is kind of fun? What was going on with you?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show to talk about my new book, Getting Real. And part of that, yes, these two chapters are dedicated to how I actually even decided to run for Miss America. I grew up a chubby, fat kid, so certainly wasn't in my horizon when I was a child. I was an exceptional violinist, and that really was what I was going to do with my life. And when I burned out, my parents wanted me to find another goal to achieve. My mom saw that 50% of a contestant's points at Miss America were talent, and over a course of years, she convinced me to try this process. So I was really a novice. Becoming Miss America was life-changing for me in a good way, but also it was a struggle with regard to how I was treated, with regard to stereotypes, and it was like my entire resume of being valedictorian and graduating from Stanford just kind of fell off the face of the earth and evaporated, and suddenly I was just dumb. And people, you know, were really vicious in some of the ways that they reported on me and the questions that they asked. And the benefit of that was that I developed an incredibly tough skin, and that has served me well in the TV business because I've been 25 years working from market to market locally and finally at CBS News in New York and now at Fox for 10 years already this week. And I say in the book that when I got to Fox, I reached the bimbo trifecta because I was, you know, blonde, former Miss America, and now I'm a Fox News host, and we all know the criticisms that we get from time to time.
Has that gotten any better, Gretchen? Because that does drive me nuts. I mean, people discount you, Megyn Kelly, just because you're beautiful women doesn't mean that you aren't smart, wonderful, you know, members of the media. Has it gotten any better at all?
I don't know. You know, I still think that we have this stigma in society about that if you happen to be one of those women, that there must be something else wrong with you. And that's why I wrote the book. It's one of the reasons, because I want to try and dispel that. I want women to stand up for women first and foremost. And I always say I work for my son more than I work for my daughter, because when he gets into the workforce, and he's only 10 now, but I want him to respect his female colleagues like he respects his mom right now.
So you'll have him in the workforce by, like, next year, right?
Well, no. I really also wrote the book because I want to inspire young, middle-aged, and old to always, always work hard and persevere because the American dream is alive and well. And if you look at the recent polls, Americans feel less likely about that now. And that just saddens me because my life of hard work and perseverance and struggles and failures along the way, which I chronicle, it had so much to do with my mom telling me I could be anything I wanted to be.
All right, that's where I want. Let me take it that way for a minute, Gretchen. Gretchen Carlson from Fox News is here. I want to talk about validation, which is a word that often gets misused. I see what I'm hearing more than anything else is that you have a story that's sort of typical but not so typical in that you were abused. There's sexual harassment as part of the story here. The whole the bimboism, the why does anybody want to be Miss America, thinking about some of the atrocities that have gone on in the name of beauty and acceptance and the weirdness of whatever the definition is of attractiveness. When I first started watching on Fox, I had no idea you were Miss America. Frankly, I didn't know you were Miss America until this week, and I was told that you were going to be on with me. I never knew you were Miss America. What I knew was that I liked the way you felt, if that's the right word to me. When I watched you, I liked what I was watching, and I didn't feel like I was being sold a bill of goods, which is what I feel like no matter whether I'm watching Fox or MSNBC. I'm not getting a story. I'm getting a swale. In terms of you and what you bring, it's got to be you. You've convinced Roger Ailes and whoever else that you have something to sell that is that makes you valid, for me anyway. I'm just telling you how I feel when I watch you versus the rest of the people. And it isn't just at Fox. And I just, everywhere, when I look at television, I see a blank wall of emptiness with you. And now that I know your background, I even feel better about thinking that you were smart because of the background that you have. Again, and that's a good reason to read the book to find out where the heck you came from. And I'm talking too much here, and I want you to bring back around the focus to how you felt validated by becoming successful.
Well, thank you so much for saying that, because one of the most important things about television is that your viewers, number one, trust you.
Yeah.
And that you're relatable to them. And there is this phrase called Minnesota Nice, where I grew up, and I always have wanted to remain true to the values and the niceness of my experience from growing up there. So thank you so much for saying that. And it's why I wrote Getting Real, because, listen, so many people have struggles in life, and I wanted them to know that I am relatable to those struggles. Tons of people, millions, have been fired. I've been fired. You know, a painful, awful, shameful experience. So many other things that I've gone through, weight struggles. Who doesn't struggle with their weight? You know, it's just, it's so important for people to know that other people that they might see on television and think, oh, gosh, there's nothing similar between myself and this person. That's just not true at all. And I hope that I'm real while I'm on TV, but I know for sure that I'm real in this book.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people who have read it so far have said to me, I can't believe how candid you were.
Are you that candid? You're telling this story in the book and you're candid. When you and your husband, you have, is it two children?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you confront the issues that the two of you have, whether it's career-wise, personal-wise, having the children raised in a way that you both agree? How do you, and I know we only have a little bit of time here, but I wonder how you confront those issues, and do you talk about it in the book?
I talk a lot about it. The back half of the book is about parenting and having these two, you know, great kids. And also this sort of curse that I believe we live in about having it all. Like, that is so unrealistic. I hate that we have to feel this pressure, men and women alike, that we're supposed to do that. You know, it's teamwork in our marriage. And, you know, if he used to dress one of the babies in polka dots and stripes for the day, who cares? Mm-hmm. At least they're being fed and changed, right? So you got to give up your perfectionism as well. I like to call myself a reformed perfectionist. And this having it all thing, look, that is unrealistic. So...
Unrealistic. Gretchen Carlson here with us on Good Day with some penetrating thoughts. If you like her, then you'll check that book out. I thought it was conversationally pretty ear-opening, but as I said during the course of the conversation, I like her, and so sometimes there's a prejudice when you like somebody, but she got something to say, and she does a good job saying it. 51 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's travel time. Here to help us understand the rigors, the routines that you have to go through if you're traveling, whether you're flying, whether you're driving, whether you're getting on a cruise liner, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com with the deals and travel tales up next here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Beacon. Animal Beacon uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Beacon from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Beacon lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right. Tom Parson from bestfares.com. I got a kick out of reading some actual stories in a book of travel agents. Here's somebody who said I had to ask for, I asked someone for an aisle seat so that their hair wouldn't get messed up by being near the window. Somebody asked for an aisle seat so their hair wouldn't be messed up as they fell asleep next to the window. Somebody called inquiring about a package to Hawaii. After going all over the information, this travel agent asked, would it be cheaper to fly? She was asked, cheaper to fly to California and then take the train to Hawaii? You must have some of those stories of crazy things that people have in their mind. They just don't really, sometimes conceptually, know where a place is that they're trying to get to, right?
Yeah, well, we actually did that once. We had someone who got one heck of a deal to San Jose, and they got it for like $280, $300.
Yep.
And then they got to the airport. The only problem is they wanted to go to San Jose, Costa Rica, not San Jose, California.
People are crazy. All right, so what do we have deal-wise this week, domestically and internationally?
I'll tell you right now, if you're looking to go to Europe in summer, you've been pricing August for sure. One destination in Europe, and it's right in the heart of Europe, is Frankfurt. Now, most of the airlines are charging $1,600, $1,700, and from select cities, and there's a bunch of them out there, San Diego, Phoenix, Tucson, Dallas, from the Northeast, like Boston is not one of them, but Manchester is, and Providence and Hartford is, and Buffalo, so you got to look around, poke around, but we're seeing that airfare instead of being $1,500 to $1,700, today we're finding it about $849 starting the 1st of August.
Really?
So once you get to Frankfurt, that's a good train connection. You can go to Prague, you can go to Berlin, you can go to south towards Zurich or down to Italy, and it's a good way to save about $1,000 in your airfare per person. So, and it's also still plenty of time to get to Europe before the kids go back to school. So, and we also are finding on some routes over in Europe, depending on the airlines, and this one's not Delta, but I saw an American the other day, which shocked me. We're starting to see those 25% off kids 2 through 11 back to Europe again.
Really?
And we haven't seen kids fares in a long time, but we're also seeing it to Central America, some parts of South America, Asia, and so if you've been missing them, you better start asking for kids fares at 2 through 11. And another city that's on sale in September is Barcelona, Madrid, Dublin also is in the $600 range from a lot of U.S. cities. So if you've been looking to go to Europe and just been frustrated, I'd just sit back and we're starting to see this fall, some of these airfares fall. You may have to poke around and you look at nearby airports and do that. What else are we seeing? The other thing I'm seeing, too, is I guess everybody's happy that I don't know what idiot came up with our baggage, those roller bags, and said, hey, we need to reduce the size. But that was just, it looks like everybody voted that out this week. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. So the best travel bargains from listening to you and hearing you correctly are to Europe. Other than that, it's pretty much the same.
Domestic. You know what? Cancun. Look at Cancun.
All right.
Domestically,
it's still a crapshoot, sounds like, because it's summertime, 2015. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com here on Good.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.